Artists and performers who are struggling during the COVID-19 crisis now have access to a counselling service that up till now has been focused on helping our music industry. Music Helps is extending its services to the broader arts community because of the unprecedented impact that COVID-19 has had on the performing arts. On the line is Peter Dickens, the General Manager of Music Helps. Kia ora, Peter.
Good afternoon, Lynn.
Well, let's look first of all at the services that Music Helps, you may not want to rename it, wider arts community helps. What does it provide?
It's in terms of our work with music people and now arts people, we have two main services. The Music Helps Wellbeing Services provides a 24-hour helpline on 0508 Music Helps, where people can get through to a trained counsellor whenever they're feeling as though they're experiencing emotional distress. Sometimes that call is enough. Sometimes if the person is experiencing more complex issues, what we can then do is that we can refer them on to face-to-face counselling with a practitioner close to them. We also, for music people, have another service, which is a benevolent fund service, which provides emergency financial assistance to those people in the music industry that are going through financial crisis or have experienced illness or injury or some other misfortune.
Is that benevolent fund under pressure at the moment?
We're still waiting. I mean, it's not as of yet, but we're expecting it to be extremely soon. Certainly, we've seen an uptick in inquiries, but I think that people have just been getting through this first week. I mean, it really has only been about 7 or 8 days since this really hit home for music people across the country. But the hit was total, and it has been devastating. And we are wondering how we're going to see our music people through the winter.
Have you noticed a spike on Music Helps over the last few days? Or do you think, as you say, people are still, in a way, catching their breath, maybe cancelling everything to do with the concert or the tour or the gigs that they had, and then sitting down and thinking about budgets and paperwork and finances?
Well, this is why we were so happy to hear from the Arts Collective about extending the Music Helps Wellbeing Service, because where we have seen the spike is in the Music Helps Wellbeing Service. We have seen an uptick in calls to the counselling helpline. And, of course, we have practitioners across the country that are engaging in Skype sessions and other ways of helping people who are starting to feel very, very vulnerable in this current situation.
So this is the arts and entertainment community helping those in the same community with the understanding of the special, the intricacies of the problems that their peers are facing?
Well, that's absolutely right. In 2016, we did a survey called the New Zealand Music Community Wellbeing Survey. And what we found was that there are counselling services out there. There is support out there, probably more so than there ever has been in the last 10 years. But the problem that people were telling us about was that if they needed to explain the music industry context that they felt was contributing to the emotional distress that they were feeling, and if they were going to need to do that for 15 minutes or so to whoever they were talking to, then they weren't going to pick up the phone. So it was really important to come up with this service. And the practitioners that we have all have three things in common. They're all registered professionals. They have at least 5 years of practice experience, but they also have to have a demonstrable track record of working with music people or people in the creative industries. And this is why it was so easy to expand the scope of the wellbeing service to include people like performers and actors, dancers, front of house, riggers, studio techs and others in the wider creative community into the service.
What about resources? I mean, clearly Music Helps has been busy since it started, and now that this is opening up to those across the arts, how are you going to resource it?
Well, in this particular case, we have to be really thankful to the New Zealand Comedy Trust and Auckland Live and the Auckland Theatre Company for putting up the initial funding that's allowing us to extend the scope of the service, certainly in the near term. But longer term, absolutely, that's going to be an issue. And I'm sure that as a community, we're going to want to go out and find either grant funding or some way of ensuring that this support can be available to people in the arts longer term.
Peter, is this a mix of clearly offering emotional support, but also practical advice?
It can do, yes. Certainly the Wellbeing Service has a number of different practice areas that can call on. So clearly if, for instance, the issues that you're facing relate to perhaps alcohol or substances, then we have practitioners that are registered with the Drug and Alcohol Practitioners of Aotearoa New Zealand, DAPANs, which would be the registration body that registers the counsellors that specialise in that area. But we also have other types of counselling available. And sometimes it can even go as far as life coaching and employment coaching. Certainly in a more normal time, we find that the advice and the counsel that the service provides is absolutely that, very wide-ranging. In this particular case, though, I think in the last week, 10 days, it's very much been people worried about their livelihoods going forward that they've seen pretty much evaporate in a matter of hours.
Also, so many musicians and other creatives have been very quick to find ways to share their work, to get it out there using often social media, and some maybe trying to find a way to monetize it, which is understandable. But for a lot of them, it's just like, let's just get it out there. Let's just get the music out there. We're all in this together. And that's a great generosity of spirit when, as you say, a lot of them are going to be, you know, in dire straits financially.
Well, that's something I'm actually quite keen to see. I think there are a lot of outside distractions now that artists and creatives aren't subject to, and they are in their rooms. And as you say, what we're seeing all over the place, all over social media, is that they're getting down to it and creating. And we've always turned to the arts community to help us synthesize and make sense of the chaos around us. And I'll be really interested to see what comes out of this period artistically. But they're having fun with that at the moment. There's a lot of joy in that, and there's a lot of comfort to be had in what we're seeing on social media. But you know, it's really going to kick in 3-4 weeks, 5 weeks time. We've seen with artists like Fat Freddy's Drop and Nadia Reid and Holly Arrowsmith, who've seen, you know, months and years of work literally come to a screeching halt. And at the moment, there's no real prospect of that starting up again. By that, I mean there's no concrete plan. I think everybody at this stage is still feeling really positive that when we come out of this, it will all get going again, and that'll be an incredibly joyous time. But we don't know how long that period's going to be. And that simple need to put food on the table and a roof over your head, if the way that you make your way is through the arts, is something that's going to be preying on people's mental health as well as their physical health and well-being.
Thank you so much. Peter Dickens from Music Helps.